Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
We are also chatting this morning to Daniel Shea. He's councillor for Ward 72. Daniel, good morning. How are you doing? Talking about putting out fires.
Howard, I've had better days, but I'm okay.
You've had better days, and it's 6:54 in the morning. Oh, goodness. Oh, goodness me. So what is the latest in with regard to the water situation, Glenhazel, Sandringham, Fairmount, etc.?
Okay, so let's start with good news. Sandringham is online except for a couple of houses.
Okay.
And we will have the team just going around making sure those connections to those particular houses are done okay, and that should all be sorted. Glenhazel area towards Silvermont, so north of Long Avenue, is online and good. The area south of Long Avenue went down again overnight.
So
I've already been in contact with
Fairmount area? When we get messages from people in Fairmount, that they would be impacted by that.
Yeah, so that's Fairmount. Also, also coming off that are streets that do come off Long Avenue. So like Winslow and Sunny Road,
okay,
also being impacted by that. So that I've already been in contact with the CLO this morning regarding that particular issue. He has acknowledged it. He said he'll get the team out to come take a look at what's going on. But at the same time, I've contacted the regional manager of operations and the depot manager and the general manager of operations, Joburg Water. The numerous other issues.
So where are the main? So the main issues seem to be there around Long Avenue, as well as is that the main area that people are having?
There's that one, and Sunningdale is still experiencing issues. We need a team to get out there soon, which I've requested. And Mansion Street.
Yes, so we've got some emails from people in Mansion who are very, very concerned. Yes. Pensioners who aren't able to drive, they seem very stressed. What is the situation there?
Yeah. So I was in Mansion Street at 10 o'clock last night, and they were finishing up the repair. But what appears to have happened, because the people who do the repairs and the people who open valves are different teams. I suspect that valve last night.
Sorry, Daniel, can you repeat that? Because it just broke up and it sounded important.
Sorry. There's two teams with Joburg Water. There's the valve opening and closing team,
mm-hmm,
and they call the primary team. And then there's the team that actually does the repair work on the pipe. So last night when I was there at 10 p.m., the repair team were almost complete on their repair work, but I suspect the valve team never got around to opening the pipes. So that's the challenge on that side. Along with that, it's meant to be tied in today, but I am pushing. I haven't got
Look, I don't mind popping over there after the show. I'll open those taps. No, you don't need me to.
I wish we all had the ability to do so.
Well, I certainly don't. I'm Jewish. I really, really do not have that, but I do know plumbers. Either way, Daniel, obviously you hope, but do you think reasonably during the course of today that all of these issues will be resolved?
Yes. We don't have a choice. Joburg Water has to up their game with the areas that have been out for multiple days, and they have to get that resolved. And really acknowledge the problem around the crucial wall. So we will get it done today, I'm sure.
And unsigned saying, please can you thank Daniel Shea for all he does? It cannot be easy, but we really do appreciate everything that he is doing. Keep it up. So Daniel, I do know that is very much my thought as well. It's definitely not easy, but you're always available, and certainly available to us whenever we ask you for an update here on the Morning Mayhem. You are available immediately. So thank you for that, and just keep going. Just keep going. We'll talk about what this actually is all about, which is actually a great news story and something worth celebrating, is that the pipes in the area have all been replaced. And that's great, but unfortunately, I don't think we should celebrate until everybody's got their water back.
Yes, exactly, but we will get there.
We will indeed. Daniel Shea, councillor for Ward 72, speaking to us, giving us an update. Let us know how you are doing, and if you are managing, if there's any area that you are in that we have not spoken about.